Number 7. Citizens Investment Company Building. As in other American cities in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, prostitution was illegal but tolerated by the authorities. From 1870 to 1918, Salt Lake had a policy of regulated prostitution, which restricted the activities to certain areas known as red light districts. What is now Regent Street in downtown Salt Lake was the center of one such district, then appropriately named Commercial Street. As the activities of Commercial Street spread, merchants clamored for the relocation of the red light district farther from the business area. In 1903, the Deseret News reported, "It is now proposed to purge Commercial Street and move it to a less public district where their presence will not be a constant blot, defacing the business center and forcing itself upon public attention." Formal involvement of Salt Lake City officials in the relocation of the red light district came in 1907, when Police Chief Thomas D. Pitt recommended in his annual report that a change be made in the city's method of dealing with prostitution. He wrote, "This question of prostitution is certainly a question hard to dispose of, and, being a necessary evil, there is only one way in which it can be successfully handled, which is as follows. Let the city accommodate several hundred of these prostitutes. Enclose same carefully with high fences, build cottages or houses to accommodate these inmates, charge them rent, license them, and place them under control of the police department as to their safety and confinement, and to the Board of Health as to their cleanliness and sanitary conditions." Accepting Pitt's recommendation, the mayor and city council began plans for the stockade. The foremost question in the planning of the project was location. In the eyes of the city officials, the presence of the railroad and proximity to the immigrant communities made the west side of the city the perfect location for the stockade, where it would have as little negative effect as possible. In their words, the character of the immediate neighborhood was already bad. Consequently, this block of 200 South was selected as the new location for the city's quasi-official red light district, flourishing from 1908 to 1911. The Citizens Investment Building is the only remaining structure. Construction of the building began and was completed in 1908. The structure appears architecturally similar to other commercial buildings of the era, with simple decorative elements, large glass storefront windows, and corbelled brickwork cornice near the roofline. The Citizens Investment Company building functioned as a restaurant and saloon to serve clients arriving at the only public entrance, of three total, to the stockade. A guard stood at each entrance to keep children out of the block and to warn stockade occupants of the periodic police raids that were conducted largely as a matter of form. The rectangular area, almost a third of the city block, was entirely surrounded by high walls to ensure that the activities of the stockade would not be visible to the public. All of the existing townhouses and duplex dwellings in the interior of the block were used as parlor houses, each governed by a madam with 4 to 6 women. About 100 small brick and frame cribs were constructed on the west side of the property in two rows separated by an alley. Each crib was about 10 feet square, with a door and a window in the front. Soliciting was usually carried on from the windows. According to the Deseret News, "At the windows, only 2 feet above the sidewalk, sits the painted denizen of the underworld, calling to the passers between puffs on her cigarette." A large structure at the end of one row of cribs served as a storehouse for beer and liquor, always an important part of the stockade operation. In all, working space for 200 women was created. The stockade operated for nearly 3 years, raising controversy between Salt Lake City residents. Women in the stockade were periodically arrested. Charges were usually dismissed, however, and only a handful of women were ever convicted. Though the precise circumstances surrounding the closing of the stockade remain unclear, the demise brought no substantial changes. Prostitution did not end in Salt Lake, nor did the segregated vice districts. The former occupants of the stockade either returned to Commercial Street or remained near West 2nd South, which remained a red light district until the late 1970s. Prostitution continued to be an integral part of the life of Salt Lake City. In the coming years, the Citizens Investment Company building would change ownership frequently, usually housing a saloon or restaurant, or occasionally a barbershop or shoemaker, and most recently, the Orbit Cafe. But for now, it stands empty. Now continue to the Central Warehouse Building,